Okay. So Lord Narayan, he told to Lakshmi that there was, listen, our Vishnu told to Lakshmi Devi that there was this Bharat Maharaj who was staying on the banks of Ganga River, and there this temple of, you know, Kashi, that Kashi temple, Lord Shiva, Vishwanath temple is there in where?
Kashi,
on the banks of Ganga. So every day, not Kashimira, this is Kashi in Varanasi. So he used to recite chapter 4 Bhagavad Gita every day. And one day he went to a place called Tapodhan. There is a temple of Lord Krishna. And after taking darshan, he came outside and saw two bale fruits tree. In the bale fruits, in Mayapur you get bale fruits juice. Have you seen? That bale tree, two trees were there. And he sat below the tree. And one side he kept his, on one of the root he kept his head, and the other root he kept his feet. He took rest for some time. And then he got up and he went. And when he went, what happened? Both the trees, they dried up. And in almost 5-6 days, both the trees completely dried and they both expired. They both died, both the trees. Now every living entity is a soul, right? So the two souls of the two trees, they went and took birth in the womb of a Brahmana's wife as two girls. And those two girls...
Twins, Mataji.
Huh?
Twins.
Not twins, just two girls it is mentioned. I'm telling this pastime from Gita Mahatmya. So these two girls, they became big. After some, when they were 6 or 7 years old, one day they went out and then with their parents, they went to this Varanasi place where they went and met this Bharat Maharaj. And when he, when they met him, they offered obeisances. They offered pranams and they said, please, thank you. So he said, for what? They said, because of you, we were relieved. We got our human body. We were liberated. I mean, we got relieved from our tree body and we got human body. So he said, I don't know you, how it happened. I've never seen you. And then he said that, how you be, can you tell how you became trees first? So they said that in previously, there was this Brahmana called Sachatapa. And this Brahmana, he was staying on the banks of the river Godavari. This was bank of Ganga, that is bank of Godavari. There there was a place called Chinnatapa. And yeah, and in that place he used to do so much austerities. In the summer he would do austerities in fire. He would sit in between the fire and do all austerities. And in the winter he would be in cold river, he would stand and he would go on continuously telling all the prayers. And he was so much focused that he got the lotus feet of the Lord. And not only that, after this, every day Brahmaji, he would come to ask questions on spiritual subjects to this Brahman. Every day Brahmaji would come to ask questions on devotional life from this Sachatapa. At that time, this Indradev got disturbed. He thought, oh, what will happen to this position? Because this person is going on doing austerities. At that time, Indra, he sent two apsaras from his court. These two girls were those two apsaras. He told those two apsaras, you go and disturb this sage. This sage, who, what is his name? Sachatapa. Go and disturb him. So they both went, and because they were apsaras, apsaras are very good in dancing and singing, they went and they danced and they sang, and they were trying to do all possible things to disturb that sage. So because he got disturbed, he took water and he threw on them and he said, you become trees. So they both became trees. So then they begged, they said, please forgive us. We are just girls who are working under Indradev, and Indra sent us to disturb you, so we came. So please forgive us. It's not, I mean, we didn't do intentionally. So then he said, okay, when Bharat Maharaj will come and when he will recite the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, at that time you'll be released. So that's why actually when he was sitting below the tree taking rest, because every day he used to recite chapter 4 Bhagavad Gita, so he recited chapter 4 Bhagavad Gita, and both the trees, they got those girls who were the apsaras who were in the form of trees, they got liberated. And now those two girls, Lord Vishnu told to Lakshmi that those two girls, every day they recited chapter 4 Bhagavad Gita and they got my lotus feet. And who is this? Who is telling? Lord Vishnu himself is telling the story to Lakshmi Devi. This is from Gita Mahatmya, 4th chapter. Okay. So this is a past time. So